Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We spoke of the importance of honesty in our business dealings. We spoke of the importance of transparency. And yesterday, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged us from taking oaths and promises whenever we wish to sell a certain product or an item, because by doing so, we are going to eradicate the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to bless us with in our business dealings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another hadith, speaks about how fortunate the honest and the truthful businessman is if he is dead honest in his dealings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that businessman, that trader, the Muslim businessman who is dead honest in his dealings, absolutely honest, even if he will suffer and incur losses, but he is honest. And his ameen, he is trustworthy. So he is truthful and trustworthy, he's dead honest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will resurrect him with the Anbiya. He will be resurrected in the company of the Anbiya, in the company of the martyrs, and in the company of the Siddiqeen, the likes of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Why? Because it is so difficult when it comes to dealing, when it comes to business, when it comes to our transaction. It is very, very difficult to be absolutely dead honest and trustworthy. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you can develop that, Allah Ta'ala will reward you in this dunya by giving you barakah in your every dealing, and in akhirah by resurrecting you in the company of anbiya. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.